Rib Lake School District Superintendent Lori Mannion.
Just an update on the Rib Lake May board meeting. The board approved both the April 14th and April 28th regular meeting minutes and then approved the bills. And then we moved into the administrator's report, and we had Joan Magnuson report out on the Taylor County Drug Opposition Partners and her involvement there. She reviewed the last meeting where there was a big discussion on the growing concern for meth use in Taylor County and the impact that that may have on our community here. And so just paying close attention to that. Also, she reported out on the success of the post-prom activities here at Rib Lake and discussed the Navy SEALs that are coming to town. They'll be at Forest Springs on June 6th and 7th, and through the Taylor County Drug Opposition Partners grant, they were able to send 75 students from Rib Lake, Medford, and Gilman in June, so we're excited about that. So good information from Joan, and appreciate her partnership in there and growing information from that end. Then I gave an update on the district safety plan and just reported out that we are going to be taking a look at different plans for safety and security here in the district, and just renewed energy on that. We are updating our every 3 years. We do need to update our safety plan, and we are up for renewal or updates this year. So we've been meeting with our safety committee, which includes many members from the community. So we're glad to have input from them as well. One of the topics we'll be talking about is unification of our students and what that looks like. Also, we reported out on sending several of our safety committee members to Gilman on Wednesday, May 4th. We went there to observe their intruder drill, and it was well planned. We were able to participate in that and have a lot of information to bring back and look at our own plans and make sure that we have got correct plans in place. Then I mentioned the Hall of Fame, that those applications are due by June 30th, and this is for the 2016-17 Hall of Fame. And a reminder that on our website under the Community tab is the Hall of Fame application. So if there's anybody who wants to nominate someone from Rib Lake or Westboro, we would really encourage folks to do that. Again, until June 30th. And remember that a committee gets together and bases a selection on whether or not this person graduated at least 5 years prior to this year. It may have been military service in place of graduation. They should have distinguished him or herself in a chosen field or endeavor. They reflect positively on the Rib Lake community, showing a generous contribution of time and talent. And then there will be an induction ceremony held, usually it happens around January every year. So we invite folks to submit nominations and encourage people when they submit those nominations to give us detailed information rather than just a sentence or two. Please include anything that will help the committee consider this person for the Hall of Fame. And if there were people previously selected and anybody wants to add to those, they certainly can do that. So Hall of Fame due June 30th. And then we have the awards. Again, busy time of year. The senior awards is May 25th, dessert at 6:30, and the program starts at 7. And we've then got graduation on the 27th at 7 o'clock. And just an update from our special ed department, we still have our pre-K-2 special ed position open. And during Mr. Cardi's report, he also mentioned that our business ed position is still open. And then under old business, we had no resignations. There were two recommendations for hire in the bookkeeper human resource manager position. The board approved Joanne Peterson in that position, and she'll be starting July 1 with a crossover with Mary Lou Menarsini through the month of July. And then we have a part-time reading and math interventionist position, and the board approved Ruth Eidson in that position. And then the board elected for president Jerry Blomberg, Vice President Scott Everson, Clerk Joan Magnuson, and Treasurer Steve Martin. These are the same four that served in these positions this past year. And then designation of Recording Secretary, they again designated Lori Pomeroy, the depository, again, Nicolet Bank, newspaper Star News. Our WASB delegate has been Joe Mengison for years, and now Amber Fallis will be in that position, with the alternate being Jerry Blomberg. Again, our CISA 9 representative for the past several years and for the 16-17 school year will be Scott Everson. And we had open enrollment applications. We had seven in coming into our district and seven applications going out. The board did approve them. This makes our total of 22 open enrollments in and 23 open enrollments out, and we are actually expecting to see some more open enrollment in, so it might be the first time in several years that we are have more ins than outs on that area. And then they moved into closed session and came out of closed session approving the employee unpaid leave request that was brought forward. And that was it for the evening.
Rib Lake School Board Superintendent Lori Mannion.